What superpower would you choose if you could have any power in the world? Would it be the ability to fly? To predict the future? To command an army of squirrels to do your bidding? Me, personally, I don't need super strength or the power to read minds. I just want one thing. The ability to stop time. Imagine this. With the snap of your fingers, you can stop time. And still move around the world and do things without aging. Everyone around you would be frozen still. The sun and the moon locked in place. While you go about your day for as long as you want. Before snapping it in time again. Even the thought of it makes me smile. So, what would I do with this surplus of time? Well, I'd probably read books, exercise, play video games, watch movies. But above all, I would make art. I would paint, draw, I would compose music, write books and poetry, make artsy videos, learn to play the cello. I'd do all the things that, at the end of every day, I wish I had more time to do. Honestly, sometimes there's so many good ideas kicking around in my head, and they're all compelling in different ways, but I know that I'll never get to all of them. There just isn't enough time. And so, I have to choose. I have to play favorites. Time is limited. Stopping time would be the ultimate cheat code as an artist. We all want to bring our creative ideas to life, but the reality is, you can't stop time to do them. Well, maybe you don't have to. Welcome to Creative Codex. I am your host, MJ Dorian. This is creativity tip number 22, harvesting time. We're all born into different life circumstances, and it's safe to say that everyone faces their own unique set of challenges from the very beginning. For some, it's physical, emotional, or psychological challenges, while others face economic or environmental challenges. Even people who are born wealthy aren't spared their own set of challenges. For example, someone may have all the money in the world, but lack motivation. Then what do you do? History shows us that challenges and struggles build character, and in the right dosage, they can be the most powerful motivators. As they say, pressure makes diamonds. Struggles and challenges pressure you into shape. Without them, you're just an amorphous blob. But however unique all of our various challenges are, there is one limitation we must all contend with. Time. We consider time as a finite resource, but in reality, time is infinite. It's us who are finite. And that's why we find it so impressive when someone accomplishes something ambitious, such as a body of work, a series of paintings, an album of songs. Because we know, intrinsically, that to accomplish anything impressive takes time, effort, dedication, and it takes sacrifice. To accomplish anything substantial requires the sacrifice of time that would otherwise be spent doing leisure activities, such as hobbies or socializing. An interesting question to ask someone successful is, what did you sacrifice to get to where you are today? The answer will often be exactly what we expect it to be. The person will say, I let the goal completely consume me. It's all I thought about, day, noon, and night. And they probably sacrificed a handful of life's pleasures and luxuries along the way. And once the goal is reached, they introduce them in again. But I'm here to tell you that you don't always have to give up everything to accomplish something truly magnificent. You don't always have to become a recluse or quit your job, especially those of us with children or a family who rely on us. Being a starving artist isn't a luxury we can afford. So how do you still realize your creative vision? It all starts with a simple but incredibly powerful question. What can you do with the time that you have? I call this harvesting time. It sounds too simple at first. What can I do with the time that I have? Now, you might be saying, but I have no time. Yeah, me too, high five. But here's why this approach works. We aren't talking about a week of free time, or even a day off. We're talking about an hour of time, or 30 minutes of time. We are talking about 15 minutes of time. If you have 15 minutes to waste on cruising YouTube, you have 15 minutes to engage your creativity. If you have a 20-minute break at work to leave comments on random Instagram posts, then you have 20 minutes to do something creatively. We're not working during a vacation when you have all the time in the world. We are working under pressure, a time constraint, and pressure makes diamonds. We are harvesting time. What you'll find when you create like this is that all the decisions you make creatively have to be bold decisions, because you know there is no time for anything else. And those bold decisions are usually the most interesting ones. I stumbled on this creative approach when I was teaching one day. A few years ago, I would teach on Saturday mornings at a private school, usually piano or guitar lessons. And sometimes I would have a 15-minute break between students. What would I do during that time? I thought, well, there isn't really enough time to do anything substantial, so let me improvise at the piano a bit. No structure, no predetermined destination. And you know what? Within 5 minutes, sometimes within 2 minutes, something special came out. Something that got me excited. A snippet of a melody, or a set of chords, or a certain rhythm. I had enough time to jot it down in notation, or record it on my voice memo app. And then my next student would arrive. I'd be in a good mood because I felt I just discovered a thread for a new song, which I would often develop later when I got home. Now, I'm not claiming I'm some musical genius for coming up with something interesting within a 5 minute or a 2 minute span. I'm saying that the time constraint compelled the good idea to the surface faster than it would have otherwise if I had all day. It's all relative. Give me a deadline to complete a project in a week, and I'll do it in a week. Don't give me a deadline, and I'll do it in a year. Some days, I had a student who I thought was coming in late, so I would improvise at the piano for 5 minutes. Then, I would find out that they weren't coming in today. That meant 30 minutes of freedom. And oh boy, in those moments, I felt like I could write a symphony in 30 minutes. You see, we aren't looking for hours of free time. We're looking for the corners of your day. The odd 20 minutes, 30 minutes. A perfect time for harvesting. Sometimes, in those corners, you plant a seed, which will grow into something the next time you work on a project. Other times, you harvest something special in that small window of time, a snippet of inspiration which you can develop later, when you have more time. You see, if you accept your limitations, you work with them rather than fighting against them. And in the end, doing something creative for 20 minutes makes you feel way better than most of the things you would likely choose to do with that time anyway. What are you going to do? Read the news? That's a buzzkill. Or cruise Reddit until you lose your faith in humanity? No thanks. How about you do something creative? You'll notice it makes you feel way better than the stuff your phone is telling you to do. And if you're like me and you're always working on a long-form project, such as these podcast episodes or a novel or any body of work, you can really use those little corners of the day. Think of your project like a temple you're building. And in each one of those little corners, when you do something related to your project, you're adding one more brick to the temple. Many times, this is how my research is done for the narrative episodes of the show. Say I only have 20 minutes. Well, that's perfect time to read a few more pages of a biography I need to read to get the next episode done. Or that's perfect time to explore a new music theme I'm working on. You get the idea. These long-term goals and deadlines also help to keep you on track and focused, so you have a motivation to utilize those little corners of your day toward that goal. Each one is one more step in the right direction. For example, the author J.K. Rowling wrote the first Harry Potter book through little windows of creative time over the course of 5 years, often in cafes while her baby was sleeping in the stroller next to her. Or how about Albert Einstein, who first started pondering the problems related to his special theory of relativity while working at a Swiss patent office? He was still working as an assistant in the patent office when he published his first papers on special relativity, which sent shockwaves through the scientific community. And so, I challenge you, ask yourself, where are the corners of my day? These little windows of time where I can engage something creatively. What can I do with the time that I have? I think the answer will surprise you. With that, I'll end with a quote from Emily Dickinson, who wrote, "Forever is composed of nows." And in that sense, we have all the time in the world. Wishing you happy holidays, a happy new year, and a good harvest in 2024. Cheers. If you like what we do here on Creative Codex and would like to help fund the show for 2024, please consider sending a donation over to our Venmo account. You can find that by searching @CreativeCodex on Venmo. That's one word. I've included a link for that in the episode description. The funds go toward keeping this show running, including my website, where all of the galleries, resources, and transcripts for the various episodes are stored, such as the alchemy resources and the artwork galleries of Leonor Finney and Vincent van Gogh. The funds also go toward all the books I buy to do the research for the show, and, of course, compensation for my audio editor on all of the long-form episodes. It all adds up, so every donation goes a long way. Alternatively, if you'd like to become a monthly supporter of the show and gain access to exclusive episodes, such as the Red Book Reading series and the four-part Kurt Cobain series, head on over to my Patreon at patreon.com/MJDorian. That's MJDORIAN. A link for that is also in the episode description. And I thank you in advance for all of that. Sending a warm handshake and thought until next time. Thank you.